Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 11, verses 14 through 28. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Hokana is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading appointed for this day is recorded in the 11th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, beginning at the 14th verse. Now he was casting out a demon that was mute. When the demon had gone, the mute man spoke, and the people marveled. But some of them said, "He casts out demons by Beelzebub, the prince of demons," while others, to test him, kept seeking for him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid to waste, and a divided household falls. And if Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebub. And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overcomes him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places seeking rest. And finding none, it says, 'I will return to my house from which I came.' And when it comes, it finds the house swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first." As he said these things, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you, and the breasts at which you nursed." But he said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it." This is the word of our Lord. The title of my homily this morning is "The Blessed Big Hand Little Map of Christ." Here again the words I wanted to emphasize, Luke chapter 11, 27 and 28. As he said these things, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts at which you nursed." And he said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it." As a product of a culture, all of us, we're a product of a culture. We tend to bring things intentionally or unintentionally from our background with us into other cultures, especially those who are missionaries. By way of a small example, humor tells a lot about a people. When traveling to a foreign country or training with allied forces, I like to explore its humor and thus speed read information on the language, norms, and understanding. It doesn't matter if it's Ukraine, the Danes, Latin America, or the great continent of Africa where it's myriad of cultures. So it is this morning. I'm a product of 31 years of Army culture. When it comes to established norms, it's easy. You know what to wear. You know how to speak. You know where you fit into that culture. Whether a cook or chaplain, infantry or artillery, logistician or medical. Culture, in my case Army culture, provides understanding that gives purpose and identity to the individual within its ethos. An illustration this morning of Army culture that ties in with our text. After a battalion or a brigade launches on a dangerous mission, before they do so, they come up with a strategy. Part of that plan is to look at a number of maps. The first map pulled out is one of a whole area of operation. The most junior officer in the organization comes up and explains the map and where the brigade or battalion fits in. This young officer waves his hand over this map. His index finger might even cover a major city, a roadway, or a river. Some not familiar with this tradition may think it is embarrassing for a second lieutenant to brief colonels, generals, and experienced warriors. But no one laughs, because they all did it at least once. And this is called the big hand, little map. It is simple. It tells every person in the unit where they are, where they are going, who is on their right and their left, and the overall mission of the United States Army in that sector. The phrase, big hand, little map, is used when providing a summary. Big hand, little map is never intended to be a drill down with minute details. So here we are, chapter 11, verse 26 and 27. In the response by Jesus to the woman in the crowd, we first see what appears to be a big hand, little map retort. Blessed, rather, are those who hear the word of God and keep it, addressing the crowd. Instead of responding succinctly to her, he talks about true blessedness in the context of Beelzebub, demonic possession, strong men being tied up, temptation, deadly spiritual warfare. Oh, this is a big hand, little map phrase, but it is a big hand soon nailed to a cross, a map of humanity redeemed by his precious blood. Consider, if you will, the comment of the woman and the response of our Lord. She says, blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast at which you nursed. We may never fully understand what the woman meant about Jesus' mom, Mary. I assume it to mean, Jesus, your mother must be proud of you. Now, many of the theological scholars speculate on the role of the Virgin Mary when applying to this text, either pro or con the role of Theotokos, the Mother of God. The almost incomprehensible and sublime doctrine of Mary as the mother of the eternal Lord of all, the Christ. Some use this text as a springboard to talk about original sin. But at the grassroots level, at the rubber meets the road, her comment in truth may be similar to what Peter said on the Mount of Transfiguration. You know, regarding the building of shelters for Elijah, Moses, and Jesus. In Luke 9:33, we read, Peter said to him, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And the text goes on to say, he did not know what he was saying. So well-intended, but as it stands on its own, the woman in the crowd calls out her maternal compliment, which is not the point of this event. It's too limiting to ascribe her calling out from the crowd concerning the doctrine of the Theotokos, or original sin. Then again, we are left to speculate. To bless Jesus' mom's womb and bless the intimacy of nursing, it is a rather odd thing to say without fully understanding who Jesus is and his mission and his purpose. Now think about this. Soon you see this is not about Mary as the text moves along, or the woman shouting from the crowd. This is about you, and it's about me. It is about the history of salvation, broad and wide, and at the same time succinct and concise. Our Lord, who understands all things, knew how to take her rather earthy comment, a mother's womb and nursing, and gave us the sole purpose of this total discourse of Luke chapter 11 up to this point. It is powerful and life-changing. It is refreshing and new to the brokenhearted and those who face a sentence of death, eternal death. There is both law and gospel. Jesus responds with his big hand, little map, pronounce it. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. In context, Our Lord is concluding the topic of the destruction of Beelzebub and demonic possession. The sublime theme of Jesus also addresses, how is one blessed? How is one able to hear with clarity the word of God? How is one able to keep the onslaught of demonic evil from re-entering one's life? It is accomplished in and through the activity of Jesus. His death on a cross, the shedding of blood, the restoration of humanity. Second, it is the Holy Spirit who gathers and brings us to the Christian hope. Finally, as justified and sanctified children of God in Christ, we are to be ever vigilant of the threats of Satan. We continue in the one holy Christian and apostolic church. We do not give up meeting together. We share each other's sorrows and bear one another's burdens. We love our fellow brother and sister in Christ because of what our Lord has done for us first. It is of absolute importance that we see the big hand, a little map view of the entire area of operation, God's plan of salvation, a place where sin once resided but now conquered, where we are loved and redeemed by Christ the crucified. Satan has no hold on this place. Jesus is our Lord and King of all. Blessed, rather, are those who hear the word of God and keep it. The blessed big hand little map of Christ extends from east to west and north to south, the highest heavens and the depths of the earth and into eternity. And we ask this in his holy and precious name, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.